Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Christmas can be a really tough time for some, especially those who are missing loved ones or grieving a death in the family. And the loss can be really magnified over the coming weeks. Well, in recent days, our own Brian O'Connell spent time in a Cork cemetery speaking with people about grief and about loss. And Brian joins me now. So, Brian, where did you go?
Morning, Claire. I was in St. Catherine Cemetery. It's in Kilcully. It's on the north side of Cork City, not far from Blackpool or Dublin Hill. There's an old cemetery across from playing pitches and a large scout camp, but I was mostly in the newer cemetery, which is adjacent. And there was really a steady stream of people visiting graves. They were bringing with them Christmas decorations, lights in some cases, cut flowers, for example. And for some of them, it's really an everyday ritual. Some people were visiting a little bit extra because of the time of year. It's one of those rare experiences as a journalist, Claire, where every person I approached wanted to talk. And for some of them, their loss was quite recent, as we'll hear. And then some people were visiting the graves of people in their lives who'd passed away some time ago. But let's begin with Norma. And for Christmas, for her, Christmas is quite a difficult time. She's lost a number of people close to her at this time of year, including her husband, Michael, who died 2 years ago.
My husband died on New Year's Eve. My mum is over there, but my dad, she died on Christmas Day, 2013. My dad died on the 2nd of February. My brother died 16th this weekend last year. And I have a nephew who died on St. Stephen's Day, but he's in Douglas. I tell the joke now and then. I said, if someone died blank, you know, in July, I'd nearly put up the Christmas tree. I'm sorry.
Christmas must mean different things for you.
Oh, it does. But like Michael used to say, just have to carry on. They'll all be coming with their wreaths and things now over the Christmas. So I want it to look nice. And yeah.
What age was Michael when he died? 69?
He was 69, yeah. Yeah. He had cancer. He was dying for 20 months. But he didn't give out. He just accepted it and just said, look. You know, he was the chairman of Leeds and I says, he's here now and he's lovely view, but he can hear all the teams over there from St. Mary's. He was accepting of it. He never cribbed. He never said, why me? He just said, well, this is the hand I'm dealt and that's all there's to it. And
wow. How has it been for you?
Do you know now, I knew it was coming and I knew he was dying and sometimes I don't even believe it still. Do you know, sometimes I look at his picture and I say, where are you? You know, so that takes getting used to. I'm not used to it yet, really. We were married for 46 years, so.
46.
Yeah, so it's tough. He was a great character. He was a great singer. When Michael was diagnosed, it was during COVID, and he was in the hospital on his own, and he had to tell me on the phone.
What was that like?
That was horrific.
When you come here, what does it give you?
I don't associate this grave with him, really. It's our home. He was always, you'd always know when he was in the house, you know what I mean? Because he was always singing and, as I say, he was singing a sound of his voice. I miss that.
God, it's really so recent for Norma, just 2 years since she lost Michael. You also met people, Brian, who were visiting graves of family members who died some time ago.
Yeah, and I suppose what you see in headstones more now, Claire, is photographs or personal items from people's lives. And I think sometimes the headstones don't fully tell the stories behind them. The cemetery, it's really well kept, I should say. You're probably going to hear the noises of lawnmowers and leaf blowers in the black background in this clip. But this man I saw was standing at a headstone where his mum was buried. He was cleaning the headstone with some spray and a cloth, and I had a chat with him.
Our anniversary is coming up now, 34 years.
22nd of December is our anniversary.
Yeah, Christmas time. Yeah.
And what age was your mum when she died?
57.
Well, young woman. Young woman.
Yeah, yeah. We had a brother that died in 77, our first child, and she never got over it. She just in and out of a hospital for years and years, and you know.
Obviously, it would have a huge impact on you, but it affected your mum for the rest of her life.
The death of my brother, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And how did your brother die, do you mind me asking?
A tumour in the brain, just kind of a cancer, so not 100%.
And what age was he?
17. But then my brother, last year, son, he's in Blackpool. But that snowballed my mother then.
She died a year later.
She died a year later, yeah.
They had a difficult life, didn't they?
They had.
What has grief taught you about life? Because so from the age of 8 or 9, you were surrounded by it, with your brother dying.
Like my brother's child passed in 89. I have two sons now, one is 14, one is 10. And then when they came to 2 and 3, you know, at that age, that's the kind of thing that, are they going to Yeah. Is it going to be in the, you know, in the blood?
You don't take it for granted.
No.
Coming to the graveyard this time of the year, it's a difficult time of year for a lot of people. And what does it give you? Does it give you solace?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not a huge church goer, Brian, you know. I go into a church, I respect the church. But this does it for me. But I sit down on the bench and if it weather permitting, obviously. And I just, you know, reminisce a bit, and, you know, yeah.
That your was poor mum, 57, yeah, 57 yeah. years of age, yeah. And...
She could have been gone in 76, you know.
It was grief, really.
Terrible. And some people can get over it. But back in the day, there was nothing like
what's there. There's no counselling, that wasn't
nothing,
an option.
Nothing at all. You just...
Well, look, I'll let you back to it. You're cleaning the headstone here.
Yeah, I've been doing a bit here, and I do it. This is it now for the, you know.
Getting it nice for Christmas. And you spoke to one man as well, Brian. He had a lot of graves to visit.
Well, one man I met visits the cemetery every day and he told me he'll be there Christmas Day, for example. He's 88 years old and while he mightn't visit everyone he knows who's buried in the cemetery, he tries to get to as many as he can.
I come to visit my wife and my parents, father, mother, brother, his wife, two sons, my sister below and a husband. And a lot of friends and relations.
So you have a lot of people to come and pay respect
to? I have all neighbours, everything else there, yeah. But I don't visit them all every day. You know what I mean?
That would take up the whole day, yeah.
I told you, yeah. So there's a prayer from all anyway, like, you know what I mean?
I'd imagine you visit your wife first, though, do you?
Yeah, well, I was done with the wife below there, so I've got three parents somewhere, probably.
Well, show me where your parents are. They're here, are they?
Yeah, like.
McIlroy, here we are. 80 years old when he died?
That's right.
And your mum?
Women were always shy, given their age, right?
Her age isn't on the headstone.
No.
She never wants to
be. No, not at all. No.
2018 she died, yeah. How do you get through it?
It takes years to get through it, like.
And does it help when you come here to visit?
Always.
What does it give you?
It gives me relief, right, that I visit them, like, I talk to them. They're always in touch, like, hopefully. Now we'll all meet again one day.
Do you believe in that?
Of course I do. We are 54 years.
54 years married. So what's it like then the last 6 years? It must be an adjustment, to say the least.
Very hard.
Yeah. You miss her?
Oh God, you miss her terribly, yeah.
Every day you make the trip down here?
Oh God, I do.
Your dad died, he was 80. What did your dad work at?
My dad worked, well, he's buried actually over, he's buried over in Dagenham. He worked in Ports.
So he would have been what they would have called a Dagenham Yanks.
Yeah, that's right.
These were the workers from Cork who went to the Ford factory in the UK.
There's a lot of people who went out there that time, now.
Well, listen, thanks for talking to me.
Ah, oh, it's a lovely man and with a lovely attitude as well. You spoke to two sisters as well, Brian. They were dealing with a very recent bereavement.
Yes, and they brought items to decorate the grave of their mum. A lot of people, as I said, were doing this. Some had put up small Christmas trees, Claire, lights, for example. And one of the days I was there, someone was selling Christmas wreaths outside the graveyard, outside the cemetery, and people were buying them and placing them on the graves of loved ones. So it shows, I think, the very personal connection people can have with graves, as was the case with these sisters I met. Their mum, Nora Walsh, died in November 2023, and they began by telling me about the items they were placing on her headstone.
This is a robin. Mother loves glass. She loves robins. We still bring out things that she like. It just, I guess, solace out of it. I love it.
What age was your mum when she died?
She was 87.
Seven,
yeah.
Good age.
Yeah, oh, brilliant, and she was a great woman, like, but she just got sick and within
4 days
she was gone.
And do you feel when you come that, do you feel closer to her when you come here?
Solace.
Do you?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Like if we're wired or you have something to say, just come out and have a discussion with her.
For someone who might be listening, who might be going through grief, it might be relatively recent for them. Everyone says time, like there's no real magic formula.
Time it actually makes
time
it worse.
Time is irrelevant as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you miss them more.
It's harder this Christmas than what it was last Christmas. Because we were in shock.
Now the reality has set in.
But for anyone who's listening, those thoughts in your head, those sensations, those feelings that they're around you, they genuinely are. Strongly believe in that. Just because they're out of sight, they're not out of mind.
Was there anything you'd wished you'd said to your mum?
No, she knew everything, like,
we
up to the end.
She was pampered. Yeah. Pampered.
And I'd imagine grief can hit you at times when you're not prepared for it, when you don't expect it.
It hits every day. Yeah. Genuinely. Yeah.
every day. We were there this morning and she rang me and she said, will we go to the grave? And I said, you're not going to believe it. My mum's on my mind all morning.
Yeah.
It makes you realise how precious and transitory life is, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Make the most of it while you can. And she, look.
But you don't understand that when you're younger. Because we're on the other side of 50 now.
Just about.
No, we are.
No.
We are. And both our parents are gone. It's a wake-up call. Like, get out there, do things,
enjoy life. Has it changed your outlook on life?
Mine, yeah, definitely.
In what way?
Well, no, we just, like, instead of putting things off, just get out and do it.
My attitude is, life is too short as a blink of an eye.
Well, look, I'll leave you to, you're putting down the flowers and your robin has gone down on the headstone here.
Yeah, the robin has gone down. We have our Christmas tree. Our little Christmas tree is in there.
But that's what you brought here, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely, yeah. With decorations on it.
And there's lights, yeah. So we've just put on the little balls there now properly for...
So it'll be tough this year.
Well, that's best luck with it.
Yeah.
Brian, you met lovely people there in St. Catherine's Cemetery in Kilcully in Cork, and thank you very much for bringing us that report.